Slayton expected to inspect scene of murder today. The Atlanta Constitution, Monday, 14th June, 1915, page 1, column 1. The governor, lawyers for Frank and the Solicitor General, spend Sunday working hard on case. Dorsey will present new affidavits today. Hearing will be resumed at 9 o'clock this morning. A mass meeting of protest held Sunday. Because of the nearness of the date fixed for the execution, June 22nd, and of the expedition with which a decision must be reached, the fact that it was a day of rest did not deter activities in the Leo Frank case Sunday. Solicitor Hugh M. Dorsey spent much time during the day with colleagues, preparing the argument which he will submit to the governor when the Frank hearing is resumed at the Capitol this morning at 9 o'clock. Governor Slayton devoted most of the day to a review of the evidence in the case and of documentary data submitted to him by both the prosecution and defense. It is probable that he will go today with a delegation from the state and defense to the pencil factory, where he will familiarize himself with the surroundings in which the Mary Fagan murder was committed. Counsel for the defense conferred during Sunday afternoon. Mass meeting of protest. At 3 o'clock, an anti-commutation mass meeting was held on the Capitol grounds, where a number of speakers argued against executive clemency on the grounds that it would be an interference with justice. The first business to be taken up at this morning's hearing will probably be Solicitor Dorsey's argument in protest of commutation. Although he will give no advance report upon his argument, he has prepared a brief in which, it is said, he will attempt to show that Frank would have been found guilty without the aid of Jim Conley's testimony. We'll introduce affidavits. Many affidavits bearing on the case will be submitted by Dorsey, according to authoritative reports. Governor Slayton, although he stated Sunday that he did not know exactly when the visit would be made, will, in all likelihood, accompany a delegation to the pencil factory, either this morning or this afternoon to inspect the plant, particularly the second floor and basement. Although practically every other authority connected with the famous case, excepting the jury, has examined the pencil factory surroundings, it will be the governor's first trip. He expressed a decision to inspect the factory during the first day's hearing and said that he intended, before it was over, to look over the building. Perhaps 100 or more women attended the anti-Frank mass meeting, which was held on the lawn of the Capitol at 3 o'clock. Perhaps 600 were in attendance. Addresses opposing executive action against the trial verdict were delivered by H.D. Spencer, who addressed a similar meeting Saturday afternoon on the same spot, R.W. Jordan and N.F. Kent, who presided. The crowd was orderly, although there was loud cheering, which attracted crowds passing along the streets. Attorney William Howard, who will present the argument for Frank, will have the concluding speech in the hearing before the governor.